I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. On June 12, 1967, the United States Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Virginia's laws against interracial marriages violated the Constitution. The case was Loving v. Virginia, and the ruling overturned laws against interracial marriages in 16 states. It was a landmark moment for the country, and for Mildred and Richard Loving. Their love story has been told for decades, but history, even when it reveals old truths, can also sometimes conceal. Like in the case of the Lovings, they weren't the first interracial couple to fight Virginia's laws against mixed marriages. According to the Library of Congress, Virginia approved its first law banning marriages between people of different races on April 3rd, 1691. The act aimed to prevent what it called abominable mixture. In 1849, some 150 years later, Virginia declared all marriages between black people and white people, quote, absolutely void. And the punishments for trying kept getting more harsh. Sentences increased from 6 months to 2 years to 5 years in prison. There were steep fines, including for anyone who even officiated an interracial wedding. It was against this backdrop that Andrew Kinney, a black man, and Mahala Miller, a white woman, decided to get married. It was November 4th, 1874. Interracial marriages had just become legal in Washington, D.C. So the Kinneys left their home in Virginia, traveled to Washington, and married there. They spent 10 days on their honeymoon and then returned home as husband and wife. But it didn't last. They had been married for just 3 years when they were arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious cohabitation. A judge ruled them guilty of miscegenation. That's the marriage of people of different races. They were fined $500 each. The case was appealed to higher and higher courts. Each one upheld the ruling. In Virginia's highest court, the judge ordered that if the Kinneys wanted to stay married, they had to move to a state or country that recognized it. They couldn't be married in Virginia. End of story. Decades later, Richard and Mildred Loving made the same journey from Virginia to Washington, D.C., and they were arrested, charged with miscegenation, sentenced, and told to leave Virginia. But that time, the story had a different ending. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Deneen Brown for reporting the story for The Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Lillian Cunningham, the host of Constitutional, a Washington Post podcast about the people who framed and reframed America's Constitution over time. If you want to learn more about the evolution of the right to marry in the United States, take a listen to Constitutional's episode called Love. You can subscribe to Constitutional on your favorite podcast app, or just ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Constitutional.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.